This is the Publix Radio. I'm James Baumgartner. At a time when the long-standing friendship between the U.S. and Canada is fraught with a trade war sparked by the Trump administration, a Rhode Island museum is mounting a celebration of the Ocean State's ties with French-Canadian culture. It's called La Francophonie. In this week's Artscape segment, reporter David Wright sat down with Anne Conway, director of the Museum of Work and Culture in Woonsocket.
We're here at your office in Woonsocket, where the French connection runs deep. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Here at the Museum of Work and Culture, we really celebrate all things French. The museum primarily tells the story of immigration to Northern Rhode Island and to Woonsocket of the people who came to work during the Industrial Revolution.
These were les habitants who came to work in the mills.
Oui, exactement. So our story starts in about 1875 when people came to work and to find a better life for themselves and their children.
Now, we're at a moment of friction in the long-standing friendship between Canada and the United States. Not to start things off on a sour note, but I gather there was friction even in those early days, that some of the French-Canadian mill workers faced hostility from the Irish, from the Yankees, and from others?
Yeah, they did, and they faced hostility for leaving as well. So it was not always well seen by the clergy and by some people that felt like they were just deserting their homeland. So the people, I think, were brave. They wanted to come and you know, make a better life. And they found themselves in the cities and towns, not just in Woonsocket, but all over New England, where we needed a workforce. We needed la main d'oeuvre, that we say in French. And once they got here, they settled and they formed their Petit Canada.
And maybe because of that hostility, they had tight-knit communities.
Absolutely.
Often centered around particular parishes.
Yes, they built their own parishes. We had Le Précieux-Saint, we had Sainte-Anne, and people gathered, you know, not just for religious purposes, but it was really their social network. It was all the parishioners who got together to play games and to start their libraries and exchange recipes. And I've spoken with people here in Woonsocket who said, you know, my grandmother never spoke English and never needed to.
There's a strong hockey culture in Woonsocket, the Mount St. Charles Academy.
Yes.
Founded by French-Canadian monks. There were French-Canadian baseball players, including a Hall of Famer.
Yes, Napoléon Lajoie, who became a baseball hero. Even to this day, he still has some, you know, averages that have not been beat. So he's from Woonsocket, yes, and French-Canadian immigrant.
And how much of that French-Canadian influence survives here?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think when you really speak with folks, especially, you know, if you meet someone with a French-Canadian last name, you certainly know that the person will have a story, will have a family story that most of the time they're very eager to share. I don't think you see the French in your day-to-day life here in Woonsocket as you did years ago. You don't really hear the language anymore in stores and in restaurants like you did. You know, people don't speak it fluently, but they certainly love to have a chance to speak again and to hear, you know, the music and connect with the arts. And that's what we try to do. So it's not just about the past, which we preserve the past, but we also want to show what is going on in the world right now in French culture and what's happening in the arts.
Right. You've already had one event that's about Québécois cinema.
Oui.
And you've already had another event talking about French Canadian quilts.
Correct.
And, of course, Rhode Islanders love trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, you're going to be having a trivia night, all things French.
All things French. So that's going to be at Ciro's Tavern here in Woonsocket. It's a very cool place. We're going to have all-you-can-eat appetizers. They have great food. We're going to be asking questions about Québécois culture, but about, you know, things from around the globe.
Just to give people a little bit of a leg up, I've been digging into French trivia, Rhode Island related, in preparation for this interview. And I gather that the ties to France go back even further than the Industrial Revolution, all the way back to the explorers. French people were among the first Europeans to set foot on Block Island and in Newport.
Yes, yes.
There's a section of East Greenwich known as Frenchtown because of French Huguenots that settled there.
Yes, yes.
Later during the Revolution, Rochambeau and Lafayette were very much on the scene in Newport.
Yes, with General Washington, and certainly it is something that people in Newport are very proud, as they should. And the people of the Alliance Française of Newport have done quite a bit with the Rochambeau Trail, and they've been very involved. And they join us also with this Francophonie celebration. So we'll all be together on March 27th at the State House to raise the flag of Francophonie. And I'm glad you mentioned the folks in Newport, because they certainly are a very big part of this Francophonie celebration.
Now, we're at an odd moment for your museum, because the Museum of Work and Culture is for the moment closed for renovation.
Yes, we had, unfortunately, we had a water-related event on January 15 that forced us to close for a renovation. We are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going well, and we should be reopened to the public on April 15th.
So the events of this series are taking place around the state?
All over the place. We're very, very fortunate to have so many good partners who have opened their doors to hold our events for this year. The grand finale for La Francophonie will be at a theater in Cumberland.
This is at the Blackstone River Theater. The featured performers will be who?
It will be a group called Gros Îles. They are a wonderful French-Canadian Quebecois musical group, a trio, and they play some very old and interesting instrument.
I found a clip of theirs on YouTube. Let's give it a quick listen. Kind of Cajun bluegrass, it sounds like, almost. The Celtic vibe.
Yeah, they are a blend of Celtic and French-Canadian, but this group is really amazing, and I hope that many people join us on March 30th.
Well, the festival is called La Francophonie. You can find more information where?
Yes, on our website at www.rihs.org. And I do want to mention that for those of you who will attend Salut to Spring or Bonjour Printemps, you will also get to have a serving of poutine.
Ooh. Anne Conway, Director of the Museum of Work and Culture in Woonsocket, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
And the event is called La Francophonie, and we'll have more information about that on our website as well.
That was David Wright reporting in Woonsocket. You can find event information and more episodes of Artscape at thepublicsradio.org/arts.